Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The attack in Nice was the reason Donald Trump postponed today's news conference at which he'd planned to announce his vice presidential running mate. But that didn't stop him from taking to Twitter. This morning, the presumptive Republican nominee sent out a tweet that Indiana's Governor Mike Pence will be joining him on the ballot. Pence has governed Indiana since 2013. He is 57 years old, known as a staunch conservative. Michael Puente is Northeast Indiana reporter for WBEZ. He joins us now. Hello, Mike.
Hey, hello, Lisa.
What else do we need to know about Mike Pence?
Well, of course, you just mentioned Mike Pence is the 50th governor of the state of Indiana. He's an attorney. He's an Indiana University graduate, married, father of three, staunch anti-abortion, Christian conservative individual. He grew up in Columbus, Indiana, which is about an hour south of Indianapolis. And I think he's a Cubs fan.
And you think he's a Cubs fan as well? Well, that is telling.
There you go.
So he had to drop, though. In fact, today, by noontime Indiana time, he had to drop his bid to rejoin Indiana's gubernatorial race. He was going to run for re-election. Today was the deadline to withdraw. As he does that and joins the Trump campaign, what does he bring to it?
Well, Lisa, he brings three major things. Pence is someone who's always on point. He's clear, concise messages, someone who's as strong in his delivery, but always respectful, which is, let's face it, directly opposite of that of Donald Trump. Second, Mike Pence brings his strong Christian conservative background. His biggest base of support in Indiana are from conservative Republicans. A prominent preacher in Indiana told me this week he views Pence as a sort of anti-Trump. And third, he's also someone who's strong on business. All the two between Mike Pence and Donald Trump, they may differ on trade agreements. He is really big on businesses in Indiana.
And in terms of his popularity, though, in Indiana, it is he's not at the top of the list, we should say.
He's not. I mean, he was facing a tough re-election challenge by John Gregg. And, you know, Mike Pence is someone who has kind of polarized some folks in his own party. And some people have said already that they're not entirely, you know, sad to see Mike Pence go from Indiana. So, no, he's not the most popular person in Indiana.
What would he bring to a Trump campaign in terms of foreign affairs? Because that's one area where Donald Trump is lacking. What's Mike Pence's experience there since he did serve in Congress?
Well, he did serve in Congress for 12 years. He's on several foreign affairs committees. This is somebody who does still pay attention to what's happening in the world. He has traveled abroad, even on trade agreements. He went to Japan. He's gone to China. I'm not sure if that counts as a foreign-level experience, but he does build those business partnerships. So that might go a long way in aiding him in his foreign affairs experience.
In terms of domestic policy within Indiana, he faced a lot of criticism for signing the Religious Freedom Restoration Bill into law that aimed at allowing employees and companies to express their religious beliefs. And critics say, on the other hand, it allows for discrimination against the LGBT community. This kind of conservative background, how is it right now serving him in Indiana, and how could it serve Trump?
Well, that's a base Mr. Trump is struggling to attract. And Mike Pence, certainly, that's his base of support in Indiana. I think that's what that's probably the main thing why he wanted to get Mr. Pence on the ticket. He brings that kind of backing with Christian conservatives. I mean, you got to also understand, besides RFRA, Mike Pence also signed a bill that would have limited abortions to women in Indiana. And there was a federal lawsuit against that, and there was an injunction just put in place on July 1st. So this is somebody who, again, doesn't back away from being anti-abortion or having concerns against the LGBT community. But Mike Pence, that's his strong background, and that's what Trump probably wants.
Thank you. Michael Puente, Northwest Indiana reporter for WBEZ. Thanks again, Mike.
Thank you, Lisa.